This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's radio. I'd now like to welcome Tosh Britton, the divorce goddess.
Hilarious. Tosh. Thank you. Hello. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Welcome to the show. It's lovely to have you on.
Yeah, thank you for having me as well.
We've got a great show lined up today. So, Tosh, can I ask you to give our listeners a little bit of background about yourself, please, if you don't mind, and how you started doing what you're doing.
Doing what I do. So in 2012, my husband then and I agreed to have a divorce, and we were both children of divorced parents. And from my own experience, it wasn't a bad experience, but you know, I kind of had that experience anyway. And I remember people sort of thinking and sort of saying to us, blimey, there's going to be a really big battle going on. It's going to be like, we're going to run for the hills. And I just suddenly, I had this light bulb moment. I thought, do you know what? I'm just not going to give everybody what it's expected. I'm just not going to do that. And so every opportunity, I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to just be kind and trust that I'm going to be okay if I'm kind. And it was quite a long process. My ex is actually, you know, underneath everything, and, you know, he's a good person, and we were both really tired of arguing. And I think that's the thing, you get to sort of a divorce, like you're all done, and to then suddenly ramp up the arguing and then pay lots of money for it, it's like, why would you do that? And with children in the mix as well. And so I had one day where I just dropped children off at school, and I came back home, and I just sat in my downstairs loo and cried for about 6 hours, and I basically had a sort of bit of a breakdown. And I realized I needed to start looking after my emotional and mental health. And what I did was I sat very quietly for about half an hour in my bedroom thinking, you know, I just need some peace from the fears of, you know, the future and, you know, the past and whatever. And at the end of it, I felt so calm. And I was like, wow, oh my goodness, this stuff really works. And I used to meditate years before, you know, before, and I just sort of kind of forgot about it in amongst it all. And I just thought, I'm just going to do this. So I started really, really practicing mindfulness. And as a result, I then trained to be a mindfulness coach, which was just amazing. And it just felt so easy for me because I kind of used it so authentically through my own experience to help me. I just created a divorce goddess blog and a group. So I've got an online group.
Yeah.
So my blog started one day when my ex-husband was like, I don't think I can pay the rent. And I was sitting at my kitchen table just going, oh my God, what am I going to do? And I just thought, I'm just going to start writing about how I feel. And perhaps others might feel the same as well.
And that's quite cathartic, isn't it, as well?
It is, totally. Yeah. And through that, and I got loads and loads of, got like over 100,000 hits on my blogs and everything, and
in a short space of time.
And I kind of ended up on TV and being, you know, on sort of sofas and, you know, in the morning programs and Sky News and
that happened really quickly, did it?
Yeah, it was about 6 weeks after I started writing my blog, and I was just talking about mediation, a good divorce. And
because nobody was then, were they?
Or no,
no, not no. Enough people were talking about it in a kind way.
No.
It was that subject, wasn't it, that nobody wanted to talk about, the pain, and it was always about the pain and the angst.
And sort of big white elephant in the room, and you know, mentioned divorce, and everybody sort of goes quiet or gets busy. You know, it's like, because the expectation is it's always going to be you know, a negative experience. And I just quite like, there's a bit of stubborn, I'm really stubborn actually, and I was like, you know what, I'm just gonna not do it this way. I'm gonna prove to everybody that it can be done a different way. And yeah, so that's kind of my story along the way. And now I coach people, and I'm going to take my work into law firms as well.
Oh,
and
right.
And actually train and coach lawyers to help their clients be more mindful and to support lawyers as well.
Oh, that's
so
great.
Going to source.
Yeah, because that's often where it all goes horribly wrong, isn't it? As soon as you get in with the law. I mean, it's just because it becomes really nasty. It can. But I suppose with your background, you really wanted your, you must have wanted your marriage to work, because you both had you know, parents that were separated. And I think out of that, often the couples want to stay together because so it's very disappointing, but it doesn't, you know, we have to, I suppose we have to acknowledge it, don't we? That
I think it's, you know, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we both took some time as well before we got married to really go, well, you know, this is what happened to us. So we want it to happen again. But equally, it was an opportunity for us both to learn and not repeat the same stuff or what, you know, whatever happened. I mean, our parents are, we all still get on really well with our parents, our mums and all. So it's, you know, it's
lovely. That's great. That's great for the children as well.
Yeah,
it's
totally.
Really important, isn't it, that you have this circle of love still.
We do. And we
as to,
we,
as opposed to a broken.
Yeah. And on Christmas Day, we sort of popped in, said hello. And, you know, it was just, you know, it, I think it's about sort of, just taking your ego out of it and just kind of going, and it's really hard if you're in pain and you're hurting and you've been, perhaps there's been a third party involved as well. And there is all of that. But ultimately, if your children can see that out of something really painful and difficult and challenging can come kindness and friendship and something good, I think that's really, really important moving forward.
When people are unhappy, it's there's nothing, I mean, I say there's nothing worse, but for a child to see their parents unhappy, and I know that from experience, it's not nice. And I can appreciate how painful it is. Mm. How do people find you then, and how do you find the people that, you know, that you are helping?
Well, it's really funny. I kind of, I really believe a bit in serendipity as well. And, you know, I just thought I'm just going to tell my story and people recommend me as well. And people find my group online. And there are a lot of recommendations as well. And I think that's kind of the best way.
And reputation.
Absolutely.
You've obviously built up a great reputation.
Yeah.
Your name is brilliant, isn't it? The Divorce Goddess. It's fantastic. It just conjures up this lovely image of, oh, you know, waving a magic wand over it. Of course, I know it's not that easy, but anything so painful that you can, you know. Yeah.
I think it's just about being a good person and just honouring yourself. You know, it's that sort of element of self-care and kindness towards yourself. So actually you can walk away from something like this and go, actually, I did, you know, a good thing and feel good about yourself rather than walking out of meetings and going, oh, God, I was just, you know, I said the wrong thing. And, you know, there's enough of that in the world. So.
Oh, I know. How do you deal with a situation where you have one partner who is happy to leave? I say happy.
Yeah.
That's it. They want it, the split. But the other partner is desperate for it to never end.
I know.
How do you deal with that?
The thing is, everybody has a choice. And what I encourage certainly my clients to do is to really look at their whole story because, you know, it always takes two. Mm. And, okay, so how a relationship ends is, you know, and it's not kind sometimes at all and it's really painful. But really it's sort of going back and looking at your story and and really sort of having some sort of looking at yourself, you know, where do you want to be in the future? You know, what can you learn about your experience as well? So it's a real sort of almost like an awakening of, you know, who you are. And I think so often in sort of marriages, you know, we can forget who we are, you know, and it's about that sort of, you know, actually, come on, you can do this. And empowering yourself to make right decisions as well is really important.
And knowing that we all need, but we should be loved, truly loved, not accept half measures. Really.
Exactly. And I think one of the big things is, you know, do you really want to be with somebody who is not, you know, signed up 100%, you know, and you deserve, as you say, like a bigger, you know, lovely love. And I think, you know, just need to trust it's out there. But we all have to do a bit of work on ourselves, and I don't think that's a bad thing either.
No, none of us are perfect, are we?
No.
So when you first started helping people, you had that moment of clarity.
Yeah.
When you had your first, oh, gosh, this feels so good. Can you remember that? Can you remember the first people that you helped? Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. I can remember this. I can just remember these sort of moments when the light goes on inside and they just see there is this glimmer of hope. And I always talk about sort of the sky is always blue beyond the clouds. And And I remember once I was talking to this pilot who I didn't know was a pilot, and he turned around and he said, "You know what? I'm never going to fly through those clouds again," without thinking of this story. And he was going, "You're absolutely right." So
you couldn't have picked a better.
I know, it's so funny. He goes, "You do know I'm a pilot." It's like, no, I don't.
Actually, talking about funny, have you got a funny story then that you can share? That's safe to share.
That's safe to share. Just moments where my ex and I, that I mean literally our company was collapsing around us about the same time, and we just didn't know where the next buck was going to come from, the next pound, the next whatever, and there were just times when we would just look at each other and just start laughing and going, can it get any worse than this? And we literally just used to have these moments where there's this kind of very famous quote, a Buddha quote, and it says, you know, you just looked at the sky and laughed and laughed and laughed. And sometimes when life is really tough, you just got to go, do you know what? I'm just going to laugh, because that's...
Yeah, otherwise you just cry and fall in a heap.
Exactly.
So what do you've got children, have
I
you?
Do.
And what do you, do. How many children have you got?
I've got an 18-year-old daughter, who Isabella, who's she's at uni.
Yeah.
And I've got a 16-year-old son.
Oh, so still busy then. What do they think about what you do? They must be very
proud. They're really cool. They're really cool that, you know, with everybody gets on well. And I think they just, it's what they know. And I think they, will get on. I think they're just very grateful. And
do they come to, I mean, children are funny, aren't they, at that age, but do they come to you for emotional relationship advice?
Yeah, they do. That's it's quite brilliant. Funny, yeah. But I have moments like any parent, you know, kind of knows their trade, and their children, they come back and they go, my daughter might go, "Oh, Mum, you're not going to do this mindfulness thing on me." I'm like, "But you know it works." She goes, yeah, I know it works, but... But they do. And it's just looking at, you know, these life situations in a totally different way, and flipping again how you see it. Mm-hmm. And that comes with awareness, which is why I'm such a great fan of, you know, mindfulness and meditation and just taking those moments to have appreciation of everything you do have. I think that's a really important
part of life. Yeah, especially in our busy and stressful lives. We won't take the time out. Actually, before we finish, because the time goes so quickly, I need to ask you about other things, because courses. I mean, we've mentioned.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned the coaching? And you're a speaker as well, and you've got podcasts.
And I got a Divorce Goddess podcast.
Yes. What's your podcast called?
It's called Divorce Goddess Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. And podcasts are brilliant. Almost as good as radio.
I love it. It's like my own little mini radio station in my home, and I get to speak to all sorts of people as well, and they share their stories. And I have people on about sort of alcohol and relationships and food and being kind
how great is that, because homes. you've got people talking on the podcast and really bearing all, I suppose, some of them, and it's very brave of them, but there's a degree of safety, isn't there, when it's a podcast, because you're not being seen, it's just a voice. But how valuable is that?
It is
to
I mean, you know, it's like, you know, what you do here, I think just sharing people's stories is incredibly powerful and incredibly important.
We're doing that a lot, aren't we, these days?
So
how do people find your podcast?
Okay, so I have a Divorce Goddess website, which is www.divorcegoddess.com, and on there, and I got a freebie as well to download five, I think it's kind of ways to have a kind of divorce, and of course and just to my podcast is on there as well, my Instagram, I'm Divorce Goddess. I also go under Tosh Britton as well, so I have two websites, one really for people who want clients, and then one for family lawyers who are looking for...
And Britton is spelled Britton. Britton. Okay, yeah. Brilliant.
And give me a call as well, so if any, you know, and of course I got my Divorce Goddess free private Facebook group as well, and it's full of amazing, lovely people all helping and sharing their stories as well. And so that's a free resource.
And I looked at your testimonials as well. Unfortunately, I haven't got time to read them out, but to our listeners, go and have a look at the testimonials. They are really lovely. I enjoyed reading those. So we've come to the end of our chat. We've given out all your contact details,
website.
So thank you so much for coming on. But have you got a little bit of advice for someone that's going through a divorce and finds the whole thing overwhelming,
Yeah, I would just say one day at a time. And that, you know, there's this sort of famous quote which says, "This too shall pass." And I think we're in the thick of it and the overwhelm, and we just feel it will never end. Is just to, you know, take some breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Just remember, take one day at a time. Don't rush it. You know, it's a process that is your process, and to own your process as well. And I really believe in sort of, when I help people, it's to really empower them to take ownership of what's happening rather than feeling that they're a victim and it's happening to them. So
thank you, Tosh. And their feelings, they're not going to feel like that forever.
No,
thank
absolutely.
You so much. That's really interesting. Thank you for coming onto the show.
Pleasure.
We'd love to have you back again
We'd
in the future.
To. Thank you.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk, or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.